where do we press the zero? That's what I want to know.
Hi, thank you for joining. We'll be starting shortly as people join the call. We have members joining as we speak. It'll be just a few moments. Thank you for joining. Members are joining in. We have people joining the call. We will start shortly. Please be patient. Thank you. Thank you for joining this evening. We will begin shortly. Just one moment as more and more members join us. Thank you for joining us. We are beginning the conference call now.
Thank you, everyone who's answered the call to get involved with your future tonight. Press zero at any moment if you'd like to ask a question. We set up this call tonight because the members at CPS will soon be in contract negotiations for a new collective bargaining agreement. And it's more important than ever that everyone knows what's going on and talk about what we can do to win the best contract. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Howard. I'm here with Science Mellis, and we are going to talk about three things tonight. We're going to give you a bargaining update about your contract, where we are, the things that we need to do to fight to win a contract. We're going to talk about the impending Janus decision, and we're going to talk about some new exciting work that a lot of our members did about our committee on the future. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to our Division Director, Science Mellis, who's going to give you an update on CPS bargaining.
Hello. Excuse me. So we've been meeting with our members over the last several weeks and months. We first started electing stewards in our large schools, and out of that, we established our first contract action team that is made up of our members in CPS. The CAT team meets every second Wednesday of the month and tackles issues that matter to our members and are actively engaged in signing members up and keeping members informed in their workplace. If you want to hear more on how to join the contract action team, press 1 for yes, press 2 for no. The CAT team is presently working on ways to engage the entire membership in various actions during the summer break. The goal is to keep members actively engaged and in management space and building member power in order to get a good contract. Our member leaders collected over 1,500 bargaining surveys from all SEIU Local 73 members employed at CPS. This includes SICAs, bus aides, security officers, board custodians, parent workers, etc., in order to find out what matters to them. But we still have more work to do, and although we had 1,500 surveys collected, we still need to engage more of our members in order to win a good contract for better wages, fair evaluation procedures, better route assignments for our bus aides, and so on and so forth. If you want to hear more on how to join the contract action team, press 1 for yes, press 2 for no. The CAD team is currently actively circulating a petition for the board to abandon the current evaluation process and create a new, fair process that works in favor of our members, not supervisors or principals. Out of the CAD meeting, our bargaining team was elected, and they have actively been meeting and drafting language that addresses the many issues raised by our members and the issues that were collected by the contract surveys. Issues such as route assignments and hours for bus aids, their evaluation process. Better wages that we keep, fair transfer process, a fair overtime assignment process, and et cetera. Have you had the chance to sign the petition? If so, please press 1 for yes, press 2 for no. All members must be aware of the upcoming Janus decision and see the power of staying dues, staying members. Management will get a message. Members opting out of the union equals a weak union, which results in a weak contract. Members seeing full dues paying members equals a strong union, which results in a good contract. Press 0 at any moment if you would like to ask any questions.
Hi, caller. We have a caller? Okay. So as science has talked about, the importance of our contract campaign, winning an important contract, and one of the things that's going to really affect our contract is our ability to show management there a united, strong front. So not only are we dealing with management at the city, not at the city of Chicago, but at the Board of Education, but we also need to keep in mind that Governor Bruce Rauner is always in the background, trying to cut back on what the state contributes to Chicago public schools by cutting our pay and benefits. He's also on record as saying that public employees' benefits need to be reduced, and he's pushing this Janus case as part of his plan. If everyone doesn't know what the Janus case is, Janus case is Janus versus AFSCME. It is where a union member can now, if this Supreme Court law comes into effect, where workers can now be a part of the union without having to pay union dues. And so on the surface, what these people like the Illinois Policy Institute, Governor Rauner, the Mackinac Center, what these groups would like you to believe is that by dropping your membership, you're giving yourself a raise. But essentially what you're really doing is weakening our union. And specifically when it comes to our contract bargaining, what we are going to find is that management is going to look at and see how many of our members are actually sticking with the union. So we really need to make sure that, one, we're signing up our members at work. We're talking about Janus, that Janus is not good for us. We need to make sure that we are vigilant, we keep talking to members, and we sign up everyone in our workplaces. So once again, press 0 if you have a question about our contract bargaining, about Janus. Ah, see, we have a caller. Let's take one of our callers. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello?
Did he just give us the name? The question?
caller? We thought we had a caller, but are they on the air?
They might have left. The question was, why doesn't your school give them early dismissal?
That's a difficult question to answer without more information, since I'm not clear as to what that question means. But, you know, if you can call into our call center at 312-588-7630, we'll be able to further assist you in answering that question. What's the next question?
So continuing on, as we look at our contract negotiations upcoming, what we're going to be doing, what we're going to be fighting for, given that a lot of us are going to be off in the summer, a lot of things that we're going to need to figure out is, one, how are we going to connect and keep our members connected and engaged over these summer months as we continue to negotiate our contracts? What will we do when the Illinois Policy Institute and Bruce Rauner's billionaire buddies start calling our members and asking them to drop their union memberships? It's important that, one, we educate ourselves on the issue, two, make sure that we commit to contacting our members, making sure we join our CAT team. And our CAT team meets
second Wednesday of every month, 5:30 at Local 73 office, 300 South Ashland.
So those meetings, we've had over 100 members in attendance. But with 7,000 members participating, we need more. So if we could have 500 people on our CAT team or 1,000, we'd like a representative at every school talking to their workers about the importance of us staying united, staying involved, committed to fighting to win. Those are the things that are going to be important for us to fight to win a contract that we deserve as we take care of the most challenged students in our schools. People ask, what does a CAT team do? A CAT team is a contract action team. Those are members who specifically keep members informed by distributing flyers, bargaining updates. We plan small actions like we may have button days, sticker days, purple up days. One of the things that we can do to fight this Janus case is we're having what we call the Norma Rae Challenge, where if everybody or if anyone saw the movie Norma Rae, it's where Sally Field holds up a sign that says union. So we want to take as many selfies as we can in our work sites with our purple on, saying, let's fight, let's keep our union. So if you're interested in doing the selfie challenge, make sure, take a picture and forward it to our communication director, Jesus, who's on the call here today. There are lots of things that we can continue to do to make sure that we stay vigilant and to make sure we stay connected with one another and keep fighting because this impending Supreme Court case.
So as a part of our contract fight, we need to be ready for this attack and be prepared to fight back. When the decision comes regarding the Janus case, we will get the word out, and we can't all spread the word that we are sticking together so that we can win a strong contract and keep our union strong and for our rights and pensions and fight for our pensions. And we are not going to let Rauner break us. Instead, we want to make an extra effort to sign more folks up on membership cards. What will it show management if the week after the decision comes down, more workers signed up for the union? Because once the decision comes down, it is crystal clear to management how many workers are supporting the union. In fact, many of you probably have already heard, now that Donald Trump has stacked up the Supreme Court with anti-worker majority, we expect a bad decision in the Janus case. In fact, the Supreme Court just recently ruled that no non-union employees cannot file class action cases. Instead, each individual person would have to file individual cases. Basically, you would have to have your own resources to fight your own case, which is not in the best interest of our members. Press 0 at any moment if you would like to ask a question, whether about the Janus case or the contract. action team, joining the contract action team, or what is being discussed at the bargaining table.
Thank you, Science. So besides our contract negotiations, besides this impending Janus decision, there are a lot of positive things that are going on that are going to shape the future of SEIU Local 73 as a member-driven, member-action union that fights and wins for its members. For the last two months, a group of union leaders from work sites across Illinois and Northwest Indiana have been meeting to develop recommendations for how SEIU Local 73 can return itself to self-governance as a stronger, more effective, and more democratic local union. They finished their meetings, and starting next week, all of the members of the local will have a chance to see and vote on their recommendations. So to tell you a little bit more about this, I'm going to turn it over to Ray Jallo, and he's going to talk about some of the work of what we call our Committee on the Future and how they've planned a future that's going to drive us to a more bottom-down, member-driven, member-led union. So, Ray?
Good evening. Well, the Committee on the Future is made up of rank-and-file members across Local 73. We're looking at the suspended constitution and bylaws, the finances of the local, and how we can build member strength. The committee is diverse in its makeup, and is as diverse as the local's membership itself, representing many different sectors, locations, work sites. We believe that in a union that says that if we all work together and we all contribute, we all will benefit. The committee members recommended Local 73 members to vote yes to adopt the new constitution and bylaws and begin the process of making our union stronger. Now, the Committee of the Future is determined to transform our union so that we can withstand any challenge, whether from an employer, a politician, or something like the Supreme Court Janus case. Together we can and we will do it. The committee has made several recommendations about how Local 73 should be structured in order to reflect the role of member involvement and control of our union now and in the future. The committee's final recommendations will require members to vote to implement the new Local 73 Constitution and bylaws. Once approved, the new Local 73 Constitution and bylaws are required to be submitted to the International Union to be approved before they can be valid. And at that time, the process of returning the local to self-governance will begin. The committee's full report will be available to be reviewed by members on our website. The website is www.seiu73.org by June 1st. On June 7th at 6:30 p.m., we'll have another conference call like this one where committee members will be present to make their recommendations known to their fellow Local 73 members and answer their questions. Voting to build a stronger union will start on June 8th. Two meetings will be held, one at 10 a.m. and another at 5 p.m. here at the Local 73 office in Chicago, where committee members again will be present with their recommendations and answer questions. And at that time, members will be able to start voting. Voting sites will be scheduled between June 11th and 23rd across the Illinois and Northwest Indiana. Locations and times will be shared via email, text, and again on the local union's website. Let me remind you what that website is. It's www.seiu73.org. Members also can vote weekdays from June 11 through June 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Local 73 office on 30 South Ashland Ave on the fourth floor. Members will receive a postcard in their mailboxes the week of June 4th with an overview of the meetings and the voting sites.
Great. Thank you, Ray, and thank you for the work of the Committee of the Future. That is what's going to lead us into moving our local into a much more stronger member-driven union where the members have a say in how their union is run. So as we go back to talking about our collective bargaining agreement, our upcoming contract negotiations, I just want to give you a couple things. Oh, we have a question. We have a caller on the line. Caller, who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, who am I speaking with?
I'd rather remain anonymous. I just shared my information with you all, and it seemed like I didn't get an answer.
Okay, well, what was your question?
Okay, what kind of programs you will implement for our unions to support those individuals who have, you know, years with the union, preferably 16 years or more, 15 years or however, and they have health issues and their job is a position doesn't require them to have accommodation. And then that person, that individual is being forced out or to move around, you know, find another job because, you know, there is no accommodation. For example, a security officer who has a situation, health issues, who can't be mobile as usual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's problematic. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yes. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yes, that's basically it. Yeah, that's basically it. And, you know, and they have documentation from the doctor that this person cannot do this, this person cannot do that. Where does accommodation come in at? So downtown stated that they, you know, they refuse to accommodate the situation, which means put the employee in a position of being ostracized and possibly fired. Now, where's the support system for that individual?
So just, hello, hi. So, I mean, if you need, like, accommodations, so on and so forth, you should go and apply through ADA, and then once, you know, like, they will look at whatever your medical history is and what you need accommodation with, and then they will implement that. I think what you're asking,
nope.
It seems to me, what you're asking.
I've already been denied. That's why I'm talking. That's why I'm sharing that. So
let me just get your information, and then we'll give me your information or phone number for you, and then I can give you a call.
We got our phone number.
Yes, that's going to be 773-507-0885.
0885. Okay, we'll give you a call.
Please do.
Okay, thank you.
Next caller. Are you ready?
We have Terry Carr.
Hey, Terry,
yes.
Welcome. How are you today?
I'm good.
And you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I was wondering, like, do you think we will get a contract, and I couldn't help but to see that the private custodians received a tentative deal when the city knew that they are the problem, the causing of this media attention of the uncleannesses of our building. And as you know, that before Walmart took over, when the board custodians were working at night, we had no complaints of this magnitude as to what we have today.
Absolutely. And so to your first question, will we get a contract? Absolutely, we will get a contract. And how we're going to get a good contract is, or a great contract is, members like you participating, because victories aren't won at the bargaining table. They're won away from the bargaining table, and the pressure that we can put on the Board of Education to make sure that they give us the things that we need. Your committee, the staff down here at the local, have gone through great lengths to really scour that contract and pick out the issues that we know have been affecting us over the past 3 to 5 years to make sure we try to get those things corrected in the contract and improved. With regard to the private contractors receiving their raise, yeah, they've negotiated their contract and we're going to negotiate ours. And my hope is that my prediction is that as long as we stick together and we work hard and we are united front, that we will get a contract that surpasses what the private employers got. And we all know that all of those custodial positions should be board positions. But unfortunately, we weren't able to make that happen. So we have a guarantee in our contract of our board custodians. We know we do a better job of keeping schools clean, and we're going to continue to do that work. And so I would say stay strong with us, and we will see what we can do when negotiations come in. But it's really going to be what I can get you to do, Terry. So I'm going to write your number down because I think you want to be a leader in our union and help us get this contract negotiated. Am I right about that?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we got your number, and we will definitely be in touch for our CAT team meetings so you can help us out getting the word out and making sure that we get as many members as possible involved. All right, thanks. We got another caller on the line.
Hello?
Hello? Who am I speaking with?
Alana.
I'm sorry?
Alana, can you hear me?
Hey, yep. Hey, Alana, how are you today? You have a question?
Yes, I have two. One is
okay.
You said you are negotiating on the terms of how the seeker's evaluations process or done, whatever. And the other part of it is that it takes you all, when someone does contact you all, it takes 3 weeks for someone to call back, if they even bother to call back. I don't have any problems with you taking my money because I feel like any service that you give me is fair, and you're paying for it. You're paying for a service. But I would love to get that service and feel good. I was with the teachers union for a long time. They had my back. I don't feel like you all do that for us. I think you talk and you don't have our backs. So tell me what you're going to do to make me not want to vote for. What's that thing you're talking about, the Charlotte thing or whatever? Tell me mm-hmm. what you're going to do for seekers like me that's been around for almost 20 years. How are you going to help me?
Okay.
Help
so thank you for your question. I think one of the things that we did was we had a petition that over 1,500 members signed about the evaluation process. We know the evaluation process is broken, and one of our key issues in our negotiations is to get that process corrected. We also know that callbacks have been a problem at the local just because of the number of them. And so one of the things that we're doing is, and our Committee of the Future directly has taken steps or are going to be taking steps to making sure that we correct the problem of not getting called back for a long period of time. As we're trying to make sure that our member resource center is much more expansive and serves the needs of our members. So we're going to be working on these things in the future to better communicate with members, making sure that we're answering their questions, making sure that we're addressing their needs in the workplace. And really, we feel that the number one place that that's done is through our shop stewards. So in our CPS division, we have over 150 new stewards currently, and we're looking to get a steward in every school so that they can directly handle workplace issues. And then we're going to have our member resource center to, one, help support stewards, but two, also be a one-stop shop for our members when they call to be able to answer grievances, talk to them about issues they have in the workplace, informing them about what's going on in the union. So we definitely understand that getting calls returned is important to members, especially when they call and have issues. And we're directly going to be dealing with that problem here moving forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So stay strong, stay involved, stick with us, stick with the fight, and we're going to win. And you're going to see we're going to build a stronger, better SEIU Local 73. So thank you for your call.
Gene is on.
Gene, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well.
I had, in response to his point, I think her name was Lala or something like that, who just had a question. My question was this. I work as a seeker during the day. I also work at United Center at night. And Cook County passed a law back in that took effect July 1st, 2017. Now, the last woman who spoke was a SEEK, and she at one point in time was part of the CTU, which allowed for people to carry over sick days to the next year and years beyond. Is this going to be addressed in the contract? Because essentially the law that Cook County passed for all employers for every 40 hours of work, they have to allow 1 hour of sick leave. And 50% of the sick leave not used in 1 year is allowed to be carried over into the next and to the next. Personally, there are a lot of young SEEKAs working, a lot of young women working, and we get 10 or 11 days sick leave and personal days per year. A lot of these women are childbearing years. A lot of these young men are childbearing years where they could be young fathers. But we lose our sick days if we don't use them. And then we're in trouble if we try and use them and they're very tight on sick leave and requesting doctor notes and personal days sometimes are denied. Now, the question is, what is the union going to do now that you have a Cook County law, and I'm assuming that every Chicago public school is within Cook County, are they going to abide by the law and allow us to carry sick days over, at least 50% of the ones we do not use? That should be part of our contract. Whereas a young woman or a young man who has an illness, a broken leg, or a new baby, over a period of 4 or 5 years could accumulate enough sick leave to have a maternity leave, a paid maternity leave.
So
is that
going to
be part
the,
of our contract
so,
negotiation?
Yes. Thank you for your question. Yes, sick days, we are looking to get a better language in terms of the sick days and personal days so that, you know, our members are actually protected. That is something that is currently being proposed and drafted. And then
but you're talking carryover from year to year so that we can accumulate
yes.
them like the teachers
yes.
do.
Yes. Yes. All of that is being discussed. And also, you know, we are also looking at the ordinance that you spoke of and seeing, like, how that applies to our members in CPS as well.
Right. I realize that they give more sick days than is allowed by law, but they do not carry – they do not allow carryover in CPS for SEIU members. And carryover is also part of that same law. So I think that should be a pressing issue as far as the contract negotiation, that it is law in Cook County to be able to carry over 50% of your sick days.
Yes, like I mentioned, yes, that is something that is being discussed by the bargaining team, and we'll keep you guys updated as it comes along. Thank you so much for your question.
We have another caller.
We have Paris.
Paris, good afternoon. How are you?
Great. Good afternoon. My question was particularly about the same thing that the last gentleman just said about as far as the sick and personal business day. Now, I understand now as far as us as bus aides, we only get 7 for the whole year. And I'm just wondering, okay, is it like now when I first started, we was getting 13. So I'm wondering, is it going to be, you know, implemented back in the new contract as more personal business days and sick days? And as well as, like the gentleman just said, the carryover?
Yes. We are looking, again, we're looking to change the way that the sick days are given to our members and the way they're carried over. And then there's other issues that we're tackling specifically for the bus aides. As I mentioned earlier, bus route assignments, making it more fair, a fair evaluation system, and so on and so forth. But yes, that is sick days is something that we are looking very hard on. You know, we're looking at it and we're drafting language so that you guys get the best. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have Angel Rivera.
Angel,
hello.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
Hello, how are you? You have a question?
Hello?
Hi, you have a question?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead. What's your question?
First of all, I wanted to thank the union. You know, I'm a firm believer in the union, that we need the union. We desperately need the union. And there's a lot of people out there that are questioning the union, and they don't understand that if it wasn't for the union, I mean, we'd all be lost because we'd be pushed around by the mayor, the governor, and whatever. And I just want to thank you guys for the job you are doing and supporting us. And I know it's not easy, but I just want to say thank you. Second of all, my question is concerning how Aramark is taking control on how the building is to be cleaned and the equipment that is only to be used. Aramark has lost base on touch on how the building is ought to be clean. I find that a lot of these facility managers are pushing and telling that this has to be done, but they're not properly training people. They're saying that we're supposed to use these microfiber pads, and these pads, all they do is smear things around, but they don't lift up. And then they say, well, you're supposed to use this, and then they keep going on, well, you use this, and it makes your job so hard, because a job that should normally take probably a half hour with a mop, they're telling you got to use these microfiber pads. Is this issue going to be addressed? Because I'm a factory custodian and for 20 years, and a custodian for 28 years, and my building has never failed an inspection, a blitz inspection. We've never been written up in any school that I worked in, but I'm finding that Aramark just wants us to use the equipment that they provide, which a lot of it I do like. I like the scrubbing machines and stuff like that, but they're not training these new people. And are you going to address, we need a mop and a mop bucket is still needed in crucial areas where that mop does a great job, like in the lunchroom for a quick spill.
So, Angel.
Yes.
So, we hear you loud and clear. That is one of our issues that we are working on as well. We understand that Aramark has really been cutting the supplies, making it difficult for us to do the work, and hence why they're in trouble now with the city because of improperly cleaned buildings. So we are definitely looking at that issue, and we will definitely be trying to move that issue in our negotiations as well. So thank you for your call. We have a lot of calls in queue, so let's move on to our next caller.
John.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Hello?
Hello, John. How are you?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear us? Hello? Can you hear us?
Yes. Yes.
You're on the air.
My name is not John.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello? What's your name? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. What's your name?
Okay. Initially, I said anonymous, but I'm going to just tell you my name is Ron. I just want to ask a question. Is it true that SEIU is dropping other members of Local 73 and other departments? And if it is true, how will it affect?
Well, let me just stop you right there. I don't want to cut you off, but we are not dropping any members. So wherever you heard that rumor from, it is totally incorrect. We are keeping all of our members. We're looking to grow our membership. We're looking to have stronger members with member leaders who lead their work sites. So wherever you heard that rumor from, you should go back to them and tell them they are very incorrect. So that is not happening. We are not losing members. We're fighting for a strong contract for the 7,000-plus members we represent at CPS. Okay?
Okay. That's all.
Thank you. Next caller. Hello? Who's on the air?
I just wanted to know what were y'all discussing in the union so far? I mean, in the contract so far.
So
what do y'all
we're discussing everything from scheduling, routes assignment for bus aids, the evaluation process, better wage, a better transfer system, a fair overtime system. We are looking at every single article in our collective bargaining agreement to figure out what needs to be changed, what's going to make it better for the workers at CPS who serve sometimes the most challenged of our students. We are looking at every potential thing that we think needs to be changed in that contract to improve the lives of our members at their workplace.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
Yes, we are scouring the contract. We are leaving no stone unturned. Trust me, we have lots of proposals.
I agree with the previous caller. I mean, not the previous one, but the one before that. If it wasn't for you guys, we'd be lost right now. So I definitely appreciate y'all.
And we need members like you to get involved. I'm sorry, let me ask you a question. Do you have a steward in your workplace?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you should make sure you stay in touch with that steward. Help that steward out. Come to our CAT team meeting. Second Wednesday of every month, right, Science?
Yep.
Second Wednesday of every month at 5:30. It is important that we get members like you involved to spread the word to our other members. So thank you for your call, and we're going to move on to our next caller.
Sharon.
Sharon, how are you today? Hello?
She might have dropped. We've got another one.
Hello? Hi, who's on the air? Hello? Hi,
hello?
We have a caller. Hi, who am I speaking
yes.
with?
Ms.
Hi,
Albert.
Who am I speaking with?
Ms. Albert.
Hey, how are you?
All right, and you?
We're doing well. You have a question for us today?
Yes, I had a question to find out. Are we going to, in the negotiation in the contract, are we going to have where they go by strictly by seniority and not just give the overtime to who they want to give it to?
Yes, we are looking at overtime in the way that is given. Right now, currently, there is a language in the contract that's pretty tight, and we just need to enforce it. But we are looking in other ways to make sure that you guys get a fair overtime process.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Good afternoon,
Hello.
Caller. You're on. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. You have a question for us today?
Yes. Here's my thing, and it's pertaining the bus aids. And I hear what you all are saying, that you all are looking into everything. But it seems as if every time we bring up the FARSIS test that they give us, and, you know, a lot of us bus aides just feel like it's so unfair because it's just ridiculous. You can have been here, let's just say 15 years, doing a wonderful job. No complaints, no nothing. I mean, just a perfect job. But yet they turn around and they want to just give you 4 hours because somebody that's been here 2 months, and I'm just throwing a number out there. Oh, they got 100 on their test, so they didn't put them at this basin because they got 100 and you got a 92. You finna get these 4 hours. It's just totally unfair. Not only that, wondering, is it possible to get our hours at a minimum of at least 25 hours a week? Like, do they really honestly keep thinking that 20 hours a week is good enough for us?
So I understand your frustration, and specifically about the testing process. We have raised that issue with the board. We've been going back and forth about it. That is not a part of your evaluation system, and also we're not in agreement with them regarding, you know, them using that to assign you guys bus routes or, you know, longer shifts. So we are putting a language in the contract. We're drafting a language in the contract that gives, you know, there has to be a fair way of route assignments, especially for, like you mentioned, people who've been around for a long time. So all of that stuff is being looked at, and you guys have 3 bargaining team members who are bus aides on the team who are really strong, and every day they come up with new ideas. And if you know them, you should talk to them as well. One of them, her name is Felicia Beatty, Summer Alexander, and also Patrice Johnson. They're all bus aides, and, you know, they're strongly advocating for you guys. And if you guys know them, you know, please contact them and give them some ideas. All right? Thank you. Next caller?
Stephanie.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Hello. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question. So mm-hmm. my concern was, as we all know, you know, the entire state is aware that there is a shortage on substitute teachers. And sometimes we do get subs, but it's just not enough to cover the demand of the amount of educators that we have out for that particular day. And so some of the teachers end up covering classes for the day. However, we end up covering classes with our same pay. I know that prior to this particular contract negotiation when speakers cover classes, and for me, I also have a valid sub certificate. Is there a way that they can go back to paying teachers a higher rate? I mean, speakers a higher rate for the days that they cover class? Because for some people in my building in particular, you're in a classroom at least 3 times a week.
So there, we are drafting a language in the contract that we're proposing that addresses that very issue. However, we have taken cases to arbitration in the past because since you guys are not certified teachers, you don't get the pay of a teacher. What you get is the pay of a sub-teacher. And unfortunately, the sub-teacher per day, they make less than a SICA. So it's just kind of like a wash. So we are creatively coming up with a different way to address that issue. And it also, like, to make sure that they understand, you know, if you're doing work outside of your job description, then that's a problem. Like, we don't want you guys to do any work that's outside of your job description. And so we're reviewing the actual job description itself and compensation for when you do cover those classes, because obviously we want the kids to be, we want our kids to be educated, and that's an important factor. Thank
okay,
you.
And then my other...
Yeah. Go ahead.
I had another question. So I hear you talking about the particulars that are being negotiated in the contract. What exactly is being proposed for, you're saying higher wages. What exactly do you mean by higher wages? Because I feel like some people get paid fair for their education and for their experience.
Well, when we say higher wages, we're talking about, like when they, so last year, if you recall, the 2% that you guys were going to get went away. So we're figuring out a way for you guys, once we get the increases or the 2% or 3% or whatever wages that we get, we want to make sure we keep it. Not that, we don't want them to give it to us at the bargaining table and then turn around and take it later because they're broke. Those are the things that we're looking at. We're looking at training pay that, we're looking at all sorts of things. Like Jeff said, we're dissecting the contract from the first page to the last page and making sure that you guys get the best possible contract this time go around. Okay. Thank you. Next caller.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So pretty much you guys answered my question as I was listening on as far as the wages and everything. But my only problem I have so far is, like, I'm a seeker. And I find myself doing speaker jobs, research jobs, teaching jobs, all everything. But then when I get evaluated, my first evaluation was pretty high. Then I go to the back, it dropped almost like I had 3.7. Then it went down to like a 2 point something. And I just feel like it's unfair, but you got me doing all these jobs. Why can't I be evaluated fairly? Each job I shouldn't be penalized if I don't go outside on recess duty when my child that I was hired for is doing something else. And I'm told if I don't do it or I don't go out there when I can be in trouble. And I'm like, okay, well, I call my union because I don't understand. Because strictly speaker job positions is this. And you got me doing recess duty, you got me teaching, you got me doing everything else. But then when I get evaluated, it doesn't show none of that.
So yes, we are, like I said, earlier, there's a petition being circulated, and so you should sign that petition regarding the unfair process that CPS uses to evaluate individuals, and we want them to base the evaluation on the actual work that you do, not on some other phantom, idea that they come up with. So that is a big topic that we are going to tackle, again, there is a petition that's being circulated, and should I ask you a question? And so please sign it and return it to us.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a couple more questions. Go ahead, caller. You're on. Who are we speaking with? Hello?
Hello. Hello, I'm sorry.
Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Dave. I want to know why we are not able to get our check stubs mailed to us or unable to see them unless we're in a CPS facility we have the right to know what's been taken out, what we're getting paid. We can do none of that anymore.
So so they did that for cost saving measures, but you do have access to your pay stub through HR4U. If you are unable to access HR4U at home,
you can't do
I'm
it
sorry.
Unless you're on CPS.
Okay.
You have to be on CPS.
Okay. I understand that. So what I'm trying to tell you is if you are unable to access the HR4U website online at your home, you can call the tech support number that is attached to the HR4U, and they will set it up for you. They will allow you to use it at home. There's a service.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
No problem.
Thank you for your call. Last caller.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
How you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing well. Who are we speaking with?
You talking to Mr. Dunn?
Mr. Dunn, how you doing? All right.
I'm
What's
good.
Your question for us today?
My question is, as far as the bus aids and being secure, that the drivers are not, they're not responsible for getting them back to their destination. I think that's a real safety issue. I think if we connect with the driver, we should be able to get back to our car safely, and we shouldn't have to catch no public transportation getting back.
That's right. We agree with that, and that there is a language being drafted to address that specific issue itself. And I think there's a, you know, talking to one of the bargaining team members yesterday, it turns out that some of you guys are getting on the bus like an hour earlier, and so that's part of the issue. So the bus, it's not in sync with you guys' schedule. And so that is an issue that we are going to be tackling at the bargaining table. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Great. We're going to take two more questions, and then we'll end the call. Next caller?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Sharice. So my question was, when exactly does bargaining begin? When does contract negotiations begin? And if we're not a part of the CAT team, how are we able to have or how are we able to receive any feedback or have any input on the current negotiations?
So the contract action team is open to all members, and so emails go out pretty much like a couple of days before and weeks in advance. One is going to be going out letting you know what time and where the meeting is going to be held. So you are more than welcome to come to that. If there is a steward at your school, that's, you know, you should communicate with your steward. We also have a website that we regularly keep updated, so you should go on to our SEA local73.org website to get additional information. Bargaining, we will have our first bargaining session this next Thursday with the board, and so we are excited and ready, and we have a really strong bargaining team members at the table.
Okay. Yep. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem. No problem. Last caller. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, I'd like to know if the evaluations that we get from Aramark, can we be terminated because of the evaluations from Aramark?
So the evaluation system is not just because of Aramark. The actual evaluation system that exists within the board is, is janky. So it does have a language in there that says if you get an unsatisfactory, they can terminate, which is a problem for our members and for us. And so that is one thing we're going to tackle to get out of that of the policy. And that is applied to everyone. It's not just to the custodians. It's applied to every bargaining unit member that we represent. And so that's problematic for us and for you guys. So we're tackling that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So we know there are some other people on the line. We've gone over our time. But one of the things that we want to say is that, one, we have heard your concerns. If you weren't able to get through, give a call to the member hotline at area code 312-588-7630. And we will make sure that we get those questions. Okay, so one of the things, but regardless of what our questions are and the things that we ask for at the table, the only way that we're going to win these victories is with a united, strong membership. And that means making sure that everybody in your workplace is signed up for the union. Secondly, making sure that we're participating. So when we have events, rallies, sticker day, button day, purple day, all those days, that you make sure that you're a part of those days. Make sure you sign up for the CAT team that meets every second Wednesday. We're going to be sending out regular bargaining updates. Make sure we talk to everybody about Janice. Look forward to our Committee of the Future postcard that's going to be coming to you in the mail. And make sure you join our teletown hall on June the 7th at 5:30 p.m., where we're going to be laying out the entire program that our Committee of the Future will be presenting for ratification by the membership. So once again, thank everybody for joining. Have a great evening. Enjoy the sunshine, the beautiful weather that we've finally gotten here in Chicago. Stay strong. Continue to talk to your coworkers. Make sure everyone sign up on cards. And everybody have a great evening. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon.